It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Luda.
Insurance, a big topic, a big political topic these days. Hearings this week in Washington on the health insurance exchanges.
The Michigan legislature just had a big fight over the Medicaid expansion. But if you really want to delve into the politics of insurance,
don't drive like Rick Pluta.
Don't drive like Zoe Clark. Auto insurance, it's so intensely political, it's kind of amazing, Zoe, we haven't talked about it here before.
Indeed, insurance companies, trial lawyers, hospitals, doctors all have a stake in it. And all of those are huge political players in Lansing.
And certainly, people who've been injured in car and truck accidents have a big stake. Pretty much everyone runs the risk of being hurt in a crash, and everyone who owns a vehicle under Michigan's no-fault insurance law is supposed to carry liability coverage.
Now, people are always upset by insurance rates, but none more so than people who live in cities with high premiums. Cities like Detroit and Flint. Insurance rates actually affect elections. Some city dwellers use out-of-town addresses on their driver's licenses and voter registration to get lower rates, which also means they're not voting in local elections.
Just one of the many political ripple effects of the ever-present controversy over auto rates. Also, if Governor Rick Snyder is ever going to take credit for a Detroit turnaround, a city without a thriving public transit system, he'll have to get a handle on insurance rates that basically shut out middle-class families.
Now, it seems like efforts to enact a no-fault overhaul in the legislature had pretty much stalled.
But Governor Snyder has decided now is the time to push the issue.
I think most everyone agrees the current system doesn't work well. It's not about someone winning or losing. I'm asking people to come together and let's get a good agreement on how we can all benefit.
Now, that line about someone not winning or losing, that deserves a laugh track. But with an election year coming up, this could be the last best moment to tackle a tough, emotionally charged issue like auto no-fault. And to restart the conversation, the governor has suggested it may be possible to accomplish this without putting a cap on unlimited lifetime medical benefits.
Michigan is the only state that offers that generous benefit, and it's popular because it means people who've been disabled in a car accident, who need home assistance, expensive medical treatments, don't have to worry about whether they can afford it.
And that singular controversy was enough to stop a no-fault overhaul in its tracks, and it remains stuck in the legislature despite big Republican majorities.
And we mentioned that because Republicans and Democrats have very different approaches to insurance reform.
Democrats typically focus on how insurance companies set their rates, so they push efforts to forbid using credit scores and where people live as a part of rate setting. Of course, insurance companies don't like that.
Which is a big reason why auto insurance companies are a big Republican constituency. Republicans focus on the cost side, the rates charged for medical treatments and assisted living, and the 900-pound gorilla, those unlimited lifetime medical benefits.
And that's a big reason why trial lawyers are part of the Democrats' constituency. They sue insurance companies that deny claims, seeking big judgments. Hospitals kind of play both sides of the aisle. They don't want Lansing putting caps on what they can charge for services, but they'd also like to see limits on court judgments that can drive up their costs.
Part of the problem for Republicans is this issue has never really been a winner for them.
Right. For example, in 1992, Governor John Engler backed Proposal D after he couldn't get a no-fault bill through the legislature. Sound familiar? Voters thrashed it. In 93, Republicans muscled through a cap on medical benefits. It was overturned the following year in a referendum.
Since then, court decisions have been more instrumental than legislative action in making changes to the no-fault system. And have you noticed? Michigan has some of the most expensive state Supreme Court races in the country.
A lot of special interests competing, a lot of public engagement, big stakes. This will not be easy.
Rick Pluta. Luda is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.